Good evening, and you are listening to Wellness Lehigh Valley. I am your host, Sally Hanlon. Wellness is important to a balanced lifestyle, and more, we as humanity are figuring out how certain elements can lead to positive results. From mental health to the environment, including all things that can affect your wellness, I am happy to invite you into conversations on ways to improve or think differently about wellness in the Lehigh Valley. And tonight, we're following up on a concept that was first brought to our attention at NPR, and then again with our own executive director here at WDIY, Greg Caponia, in July of 2023, when Lehigh Valley Hospital announced that it was doing an exploration and research into possibly bringing the Blue Zones model to the Lehigh Valley. And tonight, we're going to listen to those who are now taking this research and putting it into play in the Lehigh Valley in Allentown, Bethlehem, and Easton. So, if you haven't heard about Blue Zones, what is it? Blue Zones are basically areas that support longevity. And it's sort of a high quality of life for people throughout their entire age, and they live to be an older age. There were four or five areas designated as Blue Zones originally, and we have one in the U.S., Loma Linda, out in California. But now Blue Zones has become an organization that encourages and fosters that areas have the healthiest and longest living opportunities where they live and where they hang out, making it a healthy place. So with me this evening are three individuals. Each of them have an area of the Lehigh Valley. Brooke Griffiths, who is executive director in Allentown. Welcome, Brooke.
Thank you, Sally. Great to be here.
And we have Todd Nomura, who is our director in Easton. Todd, welcome.
Thank you very much, Sally. It's great to be here.
And Lauren Gelding, who is the director in Bethlehem. Welcome, Lauren.
So much for the opportunity to be here today, Sally.
It's so great to have you guys with us to share what's going on. So before I really get into the Blue Zones project, let's share a little bit about you guys, your background, and sort of what attracted you to doing this work for Lehigh Valley Hospital. So Brooke, let's start with you.
Sure. So I have about 16 years of professional experience in social work, business, and healthcare leadership. Which comes together in sort of a unique skill set for community-led transformation work. Throughout my career, I've led high-performing teams, designed and scaled population health programs, implemented system-wide social determinant of health screening and intervention initiatives, worked with children, youth, and families, and taught social work courses at the undergraduate and graduate levels locally. But ultimately, for me, the Blue Zone Project work is personal. As someone who was born and raised in Allentown, I'm deeply committed to helping our community transform into a city that is truly a place where everyone is empowered and able to access an environment that allows them to live better and longer.
Terrific. That's a great background, great resume. Thank you, Brooke. Lauren, let's talk about you and a little bit about your background and what attracted you to this role.
Absolutely. So my grandparents and parents actually grew up in Bethlehem. So the city is very near and dear to my heart. I spent a lot of my childhood being immersed in it, going to Music Fest, and really just valuing what the city brought to the Lehigh Valley. For the past 10 years, I worked as a healthcare and hospice social worker for Lehigh Valley Health Network. So I spent a lot of those years really looking at how people lived their lives and how they died. I also owned a small business called Nortport, which was a cheese ball business, which was featured on Startup Lehigh Valley, which is held at the factory in Bethlehem, and was part of many Bethlehem events, as well as the Bethlehem Rose Garden Farmers Market. I ended up selling the business in the spring of 2024, and I found myself really being pulled more towards wellness and health, and how we spend our time, how I was eating, how I was moving throughout my day, specifically how I lived, and the opportunity for Blue Zones came to the Lehigh Valley. The position in Bethlehem specifically became available. So I really felt a pull towards a career change at that point, and really being able to be proactive in the way I've utilized my role and career in the healthcare realm, and really being proactive to be able to enable and empower individuals to make the healthy choice the easy one. So I feel honored to be part of Blue Zones, be part of the Blue Zones team in a city that I care so heavily about.
Terrific. Great that you both have the background that you do. And Todd, how about you?
So before 2010, I was actually in the tech sector, you know, during the dot-com boom. And when the industry I was in collapsed, I realized I had been living the standard American lifestyle, eating the standard American diet, and was developing all the standard American diseases. I was pre-diabetic, I was overweight, and it just not in a good spot. And I ended up going to work at the Children's Home of Easton, which is where I grew up. And, you know, while I was there, I put a garden in as I was learning more about the value of food and exercise and positive environments. And what I found was that the kids really responded to it as well. And, you know, I approached the leadership there and said, hey, can I start a wellness program for the kids and the staff? I think there's something to this lifestyle health and, you know, just surrounding kids with fruit trees and organic vegetables and fresh herbs and things, I think will make a real difference. And they let me do that. And it turned out to be a really wonderful experience. And in the process, I got to know some of the folks from one of the health networks here, and eventually went to work for them doing community health and wellness and working with schools and school gardens and organizing walking programs here in the Lehigh Valley. And that's when I was introduced to Blue Zones and first read the book. And I realized that this framework that Dan Buettner had figured out could really be applied here in the U.S. and that by changing the environments in which we make choices makes those choices a whole lot easier. And so I was pretty thrilled when I found out that Lehigh Valley Health Network was bringing Blue Zones into the Lehigh Valley. And I went online and saw they were looking for a director, and it was a pretty natural fit. So I'm excited now to be here in my hometown, not only taking advantage of all the relationships and my passion and love for Easton, but also to be able to bring this healthy lifestyle approach to town.
Wow. This is quite an impressive team. You all have a great background in health and wellness and exposure, but you all have a little bit different expertise. So I'm imagining that this is a pretty exciting time for the three of you to be not only responsible in your locales, but working with each other. Let's start, Brooke, with you. I mean, I explained a little bit about Blue Zones in the opening, but let's talk about it more as it relates to what Lehigh Valley Hospital Network's approaches, what the overall goals are, and you're sort of leading the cause now as the executive director of the program.
So research has shown us that the two most important factors in a person's health is where they live and how they live. So Blue Zones works with communities to really optimize public policy, social connection, and the places and spaces where people spend the most time so that we can help make healthy choices easy and more accessible to everyone. So communities that participate in a Blue Zone project have seen double-digit drops in obesity and smoking rates, economic investment in downtown corridors, additional grant funding awards brought into the community to support policy and programs, ultimately that are focused on improving health equity and measurable savings in healthcare costs. Lehigh Valley Health Network funded the initial assessment back in 2023, in which they asked the Blue Zones team to do a deep dive into our region to determine if it was even feasible to launch a community-wide initiative here. LVHN has long held itself as a steward of public health and preventative medicine, and feels that they have a responsibility to support improvements that elevate the health of our community. So they've been, invested in this initiative from the beginning. And then with the support of LVHN City Center Group, the Leonard Parker Pool Institute for Health, and the Lehigh Valley Phantoms, the Blue Zones Project and the Blue Zones Activate were able to be launched back in the summer of 2024. Really representing the beginning of a multi-year collaborative effort that involves everyone in the region working together towards one common goal, of supporting and building a culture of community health and well-being.
Okay, well, this sounds like it's got quite a community approach to it. I know that there was an area that I had been interested in that we're not going to be reviewing tonight, but what are some of the areas that would be identified as wellness and health opportunities in the Valley? And before you start, I want to just share one little incident that I experienced recently. When I was at a restaurant looking for a very healthy option, I wanted to get the veggie burger, the Beyond Meat burger. And I was looking and I thought, okay, now what can I get with this? I don't really want fries. I don't see what comes with it, so I'll just order the burger. It came with fries. And I'm thinking, why didn't somebody think that maybe if somebody orders a Beyond Meat burger that they maybe want something more healthy? So is that the type of thing that, you know, will happen as people start to understand their habits, what's being offered to them?
Absolutely. So the community transformation work is really going to support several areas related to healthy aging and well-being, such as increased social connection, natural movement, healthier eating, identification of one's purposes. But within all of these communities, we're really going to be partnering with many different sectors. So local government, schools, early childhood education providers, nonprofits, civic and faith-based organization, large employers and local businesses, grocery stores, restaurants. And by taking a systems approach within our policy, our people and our places pillars, we're really able to reverse engineer an environment where people will just be naturally nudged towards making healthier choices. So it's not going to rely heavily on individual willpower because, like any other muscle, we know that that can fatigue over time. So it's more about shaping systems and environments where people are just incrementally pointed in these healthier directions and it's easy to make those choices.
Well, I can be a testament to that because when my Beyond Meat burger came with fries, I did eat some of those fries. I promised myself I wouldn't eat all of them, but it's hard to resist. As you said, fatigue sets in. Lauren, did you have anything else that you want to add to this based on who you've been working with in Bethlehem?
I think one thing I just want to highlight, Sally, is the Easton and Bethlehem projects are activates. So they are focusing specifically on policy. So a little different than Brooke, the Allentown project is, as she mentioned, focused on policy, people and places, as Todd and myself are just really focused in Bethlehem and Easton on policy work within the food systems and built environment. So we've really been spending a lot of time working with our Blue Zones national experts in identifying any, you know, barriers or gaps in the current systems, really finding ways to utilize Blue Zones as a catalyst to foster change and momentum towards a lot of initiatives that are already happening in the city of Bethlehem. They are doing amazing work, and it's really our goal to be able to kind of act as a catalyst in that, to be able to make these environments the healthy places for people to be making these choices. Todd, I don't know if you want to add anything to that for Easton.
No, thank you. One thing I would like to emphasize, though, is something Brooke said about, you know, making the healthy choice the easy choice. You know, it's important to understand in the original Blue Zones, it's not like the people living there had this intention that they were going to be living the longest lives. It's just that the environment in which they lived shaped their behavior. So in Nicaria, for example, the people who lived there naturally have to walk up and down hills all day because they live amongst hills and they don't have a lot of cars. So it kind of forces them or nudges them is probably a nicer term to use to be more active. They also rely on their friends more because it's, you know, as it was an agricultural based economy. And so it nudged them into more social relationships and things like that. So that's why we at Blue Zones talk about this idea of changing the environment, because like Brooke said, you know, relying on personal choice only gets you so far. We always have options, but the better the selection of options can be, the better our choices are going to be. And it's really interesting, the newest Blue Zone is Singapore, and they achieved that status by design, but it took a lot of public health work and a lot of policy changes to get there. And there is a documentary on Netflix. I think it's called How to Live to 100, and it's about Blue Zones and the Blue Zones projects. And Dan talks about Singapore and what it took for a community to move from being more westernized to a healthier long-term type of community. And so that's the kind of thing that we're trying to do here. And policy really is at the root. And you'll see that in all three communities, there'll be a heavy focus on policy change. And then in Allentown, you had those additional components to really kind of round out the process.
Okay, well, let's just take a short break here. We're going to come back and talk about policy change and what you're working on now as you go forward. But listeners, stay tuned. We're going to take a short break with our guests from the Blue Zones Project here in the Valley, Brooke and Todd and Laura. Thank you.
Tune up your week with a great variety of jazz music on WDIY, Monday through Friday nights from 9 to 11, offers many choices from the world of jazz, featuring traditional to modern styles, plus Swing Sunday at 5 p.m. and improvisational jazz on the bridge Sunday nights at 10 p.m. Listen for new releases, interviews with artists, and information on upcoming performances right here on WDIY.
Welcome back to our Wellness Lehigh Valley program. We are talking about the Lehigh Valley Health Network's project, Blue Zones, with our guests, Brooke Griffiths, who's executive director in the Allentown area, Todd Nomura, who is in the Easton area as director, and Lauren Gilden, who is the director in the Bethlehem area. And before we went to break, we're talking a little bit about the differences in the sort of the approach or the focus in the three areas of the Lehigh Valley. And one of the things that's most noted, and Todd, I believe, you know, mentioned the importance of policy in changing the Singapore approach to things. What are the areas of policy focus? And Brooke, we'll start with you. And then Todd, if you could share if there's anything different for Easton, and Lauren for Bethlehem.
Sure. So within the Blue Zone Project in Allentown, we are focused on three policy areas: built environment, food systems, and alcohol and tobacco policy.
Okay. Built environment, is that architecture?
Built environment can encompass many things: the walkability of streets, the bikeability, social gathering places within the community, park systems, all different aspects, not just architecture itself.
Okay.
You know, how are we promoting or designing things to promote natural movement? How are we encouraging social gathering places so people can connect intentionally? What do complete neighborhoods look like? How is that designed? As well as different options for housing and how that's outlined.
Okay. All right. That's pretty comprehensive. So, Todd, anything differently that you're focusing on in the Easton area, or is it very similar?
It's similar, but we do not, in the Activate, cover alcohol and tobacco policy. So we focus exclusively on built environment and food systems. You know, and food systems incorporates everything from growing food up to eating food. So things like making healthy food accessible and affordable, increasing the healthy options of, you know, when you go somewhere, knowing what to do with those foods, knowing what options are the healthiest, and once you obtain, say fresh produce, for example, knowing how to prepare it in a healthy, delicious way. And of course, increasing the local food supply. You know, and in a town like Easton, we had the oldest continually operating farmers market in the country that happens every Saturday. And we're very proud of that here. And so that's one of those focal points that we as a community are very excited to leverage with the Blue Zones Activate. You know, is how do we expand that fresh local produce into all four of the neighborhoods, and not just on Saturday mornings, but in a more complete way during the week.
Great. I've been to that farmer's market. It's very nice. And downtown Easton is a great environment regardless. So, and yeah. Lauren, anything in Bethlehem that you're focusing on that might be a little different or adding to?
Sally, I would say, mirroring exactly what Todd said, the two areas are really built environment and food systems for the Bethlehem area Activate as well. And then I think just looking at those regional approaches, so much of what Allentown, Easton, and Bethlehem is doing are going to be overlapping. And I think we've seen reoccurring themes that have come up in all of our discovery weeks of different areas within both built environment, whether it has to do with public transit or safe streets, as well as food systems and how are people accessing accessible, affordable food, the need for a potential food hub within the Lehigh Valley, various topics in which may lead to a regional approach in the future.
Okay. Brooke, all of you have mentioned Activate level as being Bethlehem and Easton. So obviously there's several levels within the Blue Zones project. And I believe Allentown, Lehigh County is our primary area. So is Activate like a secondary?
It's two different products through the Blue Zones. So the Blue Zones project is a product offering that involves a 9-month foundation period, which think of that as like our research. We're doing our due diligence, assessing, discovering where the strengths of the community are, where the opportunities are, and where some initial transformation initiatives might lie. We then have 5 years of community transformation after that. And the project is focused on those three pillars of policy, people, and places.
Okay.
Within the Activate, these are 3-year engagements that are focused on the policy pillar, specifically with built environment and food systems.
Okay. Just so we're all on the same page, because I know we want to follow up with what is happening over the next couple of years with this particular effort. So thank you very much for that explanation. Going forward, I mean, things are just kicking off. It's just the early part of the new year. What kinds of activities are you thinking about? Are you looking to schedule, have been scheduled for the various areas within this project? So, Brooke, let's start with you and the Allentown, Lehigh County area. What can you share that is maybe a little bit further than the drawing board right now?
Sure. So the latter half of 2024, a lot of work has been happening behind the scenes. We're in the final stages of that discovery process, and shortly we'll begin what we call our blueprinting process. Think of this as the roadmap for community transformation initiatives. So in partnership with our community stakeholders and our steering committee, we will map out what those year one bodies of work are going to be within those three pillars. In the meantime, we've been out in the community attending tabling events. The team was at the City of Allentown tree lighting. We've had a table every Monday evening at Lights in the Parkway, Move It Mondays, just to get our faces out there, start to have Blue Zone Project be a familiar term in the city. But really our next big event at the completion of our foundation period and when we launch our transformation will be a huge community celebration event, open and free to everyone in the community. And that is slated to be held on Saturday, April 19th at the PPL Event Center.
Okay. It's coming up. It's going to be here before we know it. Todd, what about Easton? What's some of the plans for 2025 in Easton?
Sure. Yeah, we just wrapped up our discovery process. So we talked to well over 100 people here locally, one-on-one, small groups. We had a couple of community meetings. The National Blue Zones team came here to Easton right around Thanksgiving, and it was an information gathering exercise because the entire Blue Zones process is, community-driven as well as being community-supported. So while our experts will come in and make recommendations and things, the real experts are the people that live and work here. So we are expecting to, we will be presenting the findings at another community meeting in mid-February. And at that time, the community members will weigh in on the options and what we've learned, and we'll provide input as to what they think we should be doing for the next 2.5 years or so. And then we will also take that information, create an action plan, and we'll kick off the process with a large community event sometime in April or early May to launch the next 2.5 years of work.
Okay. It's going to be a busy second quarter, I can see. And Lauren, are you going to be doing something in the community in April as well?
Oh, Sally, it will be very similar to what Todd is doing. We are very close within timeframes of our summit meeting coming up in February, as he mentioned, as well as our kickoff event for our steering committee in the Lehigh Valley, as well as that kickoff event that he mentioned.
Okay. 2025 is not going to grow any grass under your feet. It's going to be a very busy, at least the beginning part of it. So I know that I have also been interested in Blue Zones, and I know that I've talked to a bunch of people. If someone would like to help out in some way, volunteer, I don't know, you know, you've already had some of your exploratory meetings, but are there ways that people can support this effort with you?
Brooke? Absolutely. So there will be many opportunities for volunteers to get involved in all three communities. The main one will be our kickoff event. We will be seeking out a ton of volunteers to help us execute that community celebration on April 19th. At the PPL Event Center. But anybody who's interested can visit the website. It's bluezonesprojectlehighvalley.com. And if you go to the Learn More, there's an area to put in your information and join our distribution list. And that information is shared amongst all three communities. So we are able to capture who might be interested in volunteering, and then also provides us with your permission to continue to keep you in the loop as new events are coming up.
And listeners, just so you're aware, I believe if I caught it correctly with one of the interviews that I listened to, we are the 81st project in the North Atlantic with this Blue Zones project. So they've been doing this for quite a while, and they have quite a model that I know that they're following here. But as Todd has said and Brooke has said, you know, it is our community that makes the final decisions about how to go forward with making this a healthier, easy choice option to be living in the Lehigh Valley. We have about a minute or so left. So please, Brooke, let's start with you. Is there anything you want to make sure that our listeners keep in mind as they think about 2025, their health?
Absolutely. So our transformation work across 5 years is just going to be getting started this spring. And it really is going to take a village to transform Allentown into a city where everyone can live better and longer. We're going to need partners who can lend us their knowledge, expertise, their passion, and their time. Because the true backbone of a Blue Zone project is really a community that works together to plan and execute strategies for healthier people, places, and policies. So if you are interested, please reach out. I would love to see everyone in person on April 19th to help us celebrate the completion of our foundation and the launch of our transformation work here in Allentown.
Lauren, is there anything you would like to make sure the listeners, especially those in Bethlehem, keep in mind?
Absolutely, Sally. So there are many opportunities, I think, on the radar. One will be there will be a webinar series through the Bethlehem Public Library that will be hosted on April 1st at 7 o'clock. So that is something that is open to the public, in which people can listen in kind of to hear more about the Blue Zones project, where we're at. I'm sure things will look a little bit different in April than they do today. So just to be able to get an update on where the project is, how to get involved at that point, and what's to come.
Thank you. And Todd, anything you would like to add about what Easton residents should think about for the next quarter, next year, as you go forward?
Yeah, I think community underlies a lot of the Blue Zones way of thinking. And, you know, our motto, our mission statement is to help everyone everywhere live better, longer. That can be applied in many ways. So, you know, I would just encourage people to, you know, read up on the Blue Zones, you know, Google what the Power Nine are, and realize at the end of the day, you know, love and connection and community are just as important as food and fitness and some of the other elements that we traditionally think of as health and healthcare.
Absolutely. And I think COVID brought that out more than anything in most of our lives. Thank you. I'd like to thank the three of you for taking the time today to share with us this, you know, now we've got our feet on the ground and we're moving in the Blue Zones direction, thanks to Lehigh Valley Hospital and a bunch of other partners that are working with them. I didn't know the Phantoms, Brooke, so that was interesting as well. But we need to move forward. We all want to be healthy, and we're starting the new year, so let's think about how, with the nine principles that Blue Zones offers, how we can maybe take a little bit of that into our lives on a small scale. So Brooke Griffiths, Executive Director in Allentown, Todd Nomura, Director in Easton, and Lauren Gelden, Director in Bethlehem. Thank you three for taking the time today to be with us.
Thank you so much, Sally.
Yes, and we'll look forward to bringing you back. So, you know, keep tabs, and we hope to bring you back to talk about the progress that has been made. And listeners, I want to thank you for making the time for this conversation. And you can also find past episodes at WDIY.org and on major podcast platforms. I'm Sally Hanlon. This is WDIY 88.1 FM. Tune in next Thursday for more discussions on the Lehigh Valley. And we'll see you next time on Wellness Lehigh Valley.